Meta's hidden data trial, the Altman dinner leak, and a CDC director's day one apology. A landmark civil trial against Meta moved forward this week with testimony from a former company engineer, alleging that Meta possessed detailed internal data documenting child harm on its platforms, and chose not to disclose that data to the public or to regulators. The specific allegation is that the company understood the scope and nature of harms to minors, including exploitation and severe mental health impacts, at a level of detail that contradicts years of public statements minimizing those risks. This is a civil proceeding, not a government enforcement action. Plaintiffs are arguing that Meta's concealment of internal safety research constitutes fraud or negligent misrepresentation. If the jury agrees, the damages exposure could be substantial, and the precedent for what disclosure obligations tech platforms carry regarding internal safety data would extend well beyond Meta. The leaked invitation to a private, off-the-record dinner at Gwyneth Paltrow's Hamptons home, honoring OpenAI CEO Sam Altman on August 29, produced sharp online criticism operating on two levels. One is the perceived insularity of Silicon Valley leadership socializing privately with Hollywood celebrities. The second is specific to Altman and OpenAI, a company that has been under sustained scrutiny for safety practices, labor disputes, and governance decisions. The irony that a gathering explicitly designated off the record became public through a leaked invitation functions almost too neatly as a metaphor for the current moment in AI accountability. Altman's public standing has become increasingly bifurcated. He is simultaneously one of the most admired and most scrutinized technology executives in the world, and the gap between those two perceptions has been growing. The dinner leak is a small story in isolation, but it adds to a pattern of questions about whether AI development is occurring within a small, socially insular network insufficiently accountable to broader public deliberation. The new CDC director opened with an apology to agency staff on day one, vowing to speak truth to power. The statement is a calculated break from recent history. The CDC has spent years in a credibility crisis beginning with COVID policy disputes, compounded by multiple leadership changes and resulting in documented damage to both public trust and internal morale. An opening apology is strategically cheap in the short term and potentially valuable if genuine. The test is whether operational changes follow.